Come here, children. We're going to talk a little bit about something that reminds me of your mama. This reminds me of your mama. Because when she was little, I think it was her, it might have been Christina, but it was one of them. They used to say this all the time in their little squeaky little girl voice, and it was very, very sweet. They would say, "And you don't have to fear Satan because he can only kill your body, but God won't let him kill your soul." They'd say things like that. And the reason why is because of this verse in the gospel today. "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Didn't you used to say that all the time, Jenny? Yeah. I mean, you didn't say the quote exactly, but it is always, you were very firm. And you'd say, "You don't have to be afraid of Satan. He can only kill your body. We're not afraid of him because God will protect us. And he won't let Satan take our souls." That's what really matters in life, is your soul. That's what really matters in life. And then there are some other things that the Lord says in this reading. Some of this reading is kind of complicated, and it's kind of a little bit scary for children. So I won't tell you all of it. When you're older, you'll understand it. But you can understand these things. The Lord said this, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny?" So sparrows are little tiny birds, aren't they? Little tiny birds, right? "And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father." God knows about all the birds in the world. He knows where all they are, all of them are, and he helps them, and he makes sure they get food. He knows where all the animals are, and he protects those that need protection. So if he's going to protect a bird, don't you think he's going to protect you? Huh? Right? Here's another one. "The very hairs of your head are all numbered." So Lucy, all this hair on your head, God knows exactly how many hairs are on your head. Who knows? Maybe there's a million hairs. He knows exactly how many hairs are on your head. He knows everything about you. He knows what you like and what you don't like, what scares you and what makes you happy. He knows your sins, and he knows what's good about you. Yes?
God knows everything because he is everything.
No, I guess you could put it that way, yeah. So he knows the hairs on your head.
Because he made everything, of course he would know where everything is and how.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And so he says, he made everybody's body and their souls. Mm-hmm. And so he says at the end of this gospel reading, "Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." God loves you more than anything. There's nothing that God loves more than you. Now, does he love anybody more than anybody else?
No.
Another game that your mother had when she was little, we'd talk about, like we'd say, "I love you this much," and we'd hold our arms out really, really long. Do you guys do that? Okay. And then we'd say something like, "I love you infinity." And then somebody would say, "I love you infinity plus infinity." Somebody would say, "I love you infinity times infinity," saying we love that much. And then we'd say, "How much does God love you?" "Even more than infinity." What he loves infinity? Us. Infinity is more than you can count.
It's just forever.
Forever. God loves you. No, we don't understand it.
Infinity is.
We don't understand God, but God will show us the way. God will make us understand him. He loves you more than anything. He loves you more than your mommy and your daddy do. Way more. And your mommy and daddy love you very, very much. And he loves everyone. If they're good, he loves them if they're bad. He loves them when they obey him. He loves them when they don't obey him. That's kind of the same as your mommy and daddy. Sometimes you guys are good, and your mommy and daddy love you. Sometimes you're bad, right? Do your mommy and daddy still love you?
Yeah.
Of course they do. Of course they do. It is the same with God. So, we don't have to be afraid of Satan. We don't have to be afraid of people that are mean to us. Because God loves us. And you'll learn that as you get older. And life gets harder when you get older. But it also, in some ways, gets easier too, because you know God in such a beautiful way. You're just learning right now. So you just keep listening to your mommy and daddy. You keep being as obedient as you can be. And God will fill your heart with Him. And He will help you in all things. So God bless you. All you little hairy heads.